Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Let's really do some political math right now. 55 million. That's the number of registered Republicans in the United States. They will be represented at the GOP convention in Tampa later this year by 2,286 convention delegates, one in all of the caucuses, primary contests, and state conventions this year, including today's big horse race, Super Tuesday. 10 states, 10 contests, 437 delegates. That's just today. To win the nomination, the number to watch, the number of delegates, is 1,144. How you get there is a combination of campaigning, we know all about that, deal-making, maybe a little less about that, begging, borrowing, and even a kind of stealing your way to the nomination. It's an unknown story how delegates are actually secured for a candidate seeking the nomination, and no one knows that better than our next guest, Jeff Berman. His new book, titled The Magic Number, is the story of how the Obama campaign successfully played that delegate game in the Democratic Party back in 2008 in a bitter battle with Hillary Clinton. Jeff Berman, welcome to the program.
Hi, John. How are you?
Great to talk to you. So tell us just generally, I want to get into some Obama stories in a minute, but tell us generally how the delegate count and the delegate hunt is a little bit different from just general campaigning.
Well, delegates in the Democratic side and to some extent on the Republican side this year are allocated based on the primary and caucus results, with an additional pool of delegates we call superdelegates, who are automatic delegates. But the vast majority of the delegates are picked through the process of the primaries and the caucuses. But it's it can be a bit of an arcane process, particularly in the caucus states. But these selections initially begin with the choice of the voters among the presidential candidates.
How much variance is there state to state in the rules of exactly how delegates are awarded and how committed they are on each individual ballot as you go to the convention?
Well, there's actually a fair amount of variance. The national parties typically have a broad envelope of rules, but within that broad envelope, there are options for the states. And in the Republican Party, the options actually are much greater than those available for the states in the Democratic Party. And so among Republicans, you can have a vote for president in a primary, and that could allocate all of the delegates to the winner, or it could allocate delegates to each of the candidates getting above a threshold of 15% or 20%. And sometimes it could be something in between, a situation where the winner gets most of the delegates but not all of the delegates.
Where do you come down on the issue of proportional representation? Because when you get down to like 10% and below, it seems like the awarding of delegates to a candidate there really doesn't represent much. The state has made its clear choice. It doesn't want this candidate. So them showing up with delegates seems to me almost something that slows the process down. It would almost be better to say, here's the state's choice. The top two maybe would be allocated delegates.
Yeah. Well, in the Democratic side, we have a standard rule of 15%. You need to get to 15%. And this was the rule that applied for us in the Democratic Party in 2008. And if you were below 15%, you were not entitled to any delegates. And that was a rule that that still this year, even on the Democratic side, although we don't have a contest, applies to all of the states. The Republican Party sometimes it's 20%.
Let's talk about the Obama campaign in 2008, a bitter campaign with the Clinton forces. And I can recall on issues of that contested Florida primary, as well as some other issues throughout the campaign, delegates were a really big issue. In those particular cases, are you spending more of your time in court fighting for delegates or on the airwaves or in sort of meetings with party bosses?
Well, it's funny you mention that. I talk quite a bit in my book about Florida and Michigan. Those were the two states in 2008 that broke the national party rules to hold their contest earlier than permitted. And it was never a matter of going to court. These were not legal actions. This was all within the party in terms of the rules and the violations and the penalties that were imposed for the violations. And these were matters that were fought out in a political court, you might say. The National Party, the Democratic National Committee, has a committee within it called the Rules and Bylaws Committee. And this Rules Committee is actually the court that hears challenges based on the violation of the rules and the seating of the delegates at the National Convention.
And we're talking with Jeff Berman, author of The Magic Number, head of Obama's delegate operation back in 2008. If you were looking out at the Super Tuesday landscape today and those 437 delegates that are up for grabs, what contest, what state do you find the most tantalizing?
Well, I think clearly Ohio this year is the most interesting. Super Tuesday in 2012 is about half the size that we had. We had 23 states and overseas territories voting in 2008, and this year there's 10. It's still the largest day by far of in terms of number of states that will be voting this year, and it's the closest thing we have to a national election day during the primaries. So it gives the voters and the general public an interesting view as to where voter sentiment is across the country on one day, and that's today. But Ohio is clearly, I think, that's where Rick Santorum is making his most important stand. And then secondly, I would say Georgia. That's where Newt Gingrich is making his stand.
And Georgia, of course, has the largest number in raw numbers of delegates to award. Finally, who gets to be a delegate to the convention?
Well, delegates are picked separately from the allocation. So in most states, the voters go and vote in the voting booth, and then there's a separate meeting after the primary when voters within a congressional district gather, and then later on within the state they would gather. And in these meetings, they would select the individuals to go, looking at the results of the primary.
And they want to project diversity in their delegations, and there's also some political favors to be handed out there, and all of that produces those wide shots you see at the nominating convention. Jeff Berman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jeff Berman is the author of The Magic Number and head of Obama's delegate operation back in 2008. It's a game of delegates. If you're a delegate, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at takeaway.org.